Ryan Seashore starts off every Code Now workshop with a simple request.
We ask students to write out how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
A Code Now teacher pretends he's a robot and follows the students' orders exactly as they're written. Students quickly find that asking a computer to perform an everyday task isn't so easy.
They basically follow every instruction. And so if it's, hey, take out bread from a bag, they will tear the bag of bread open. If it's like spread the peanut butter and they didn't say, hey, twist the lid off, it'll spread the jar on it. This is a really amazing exercise because it teaches students the importance of logic.
The lesson? Good programming starts with organized, disciplined thinking. And one mistake can cause everything to crash. On a recent Sunday morning at downtown Miami's Venture Hive Tech Workshop, two dozen students are applying logic to design simple games using the programming language Ruby. Two students are trying to write a program which will print colored words on the screen.
This is the blue.
They type in their commands, run the program, but something fails.
You need to change it to
what happened? Wrong number of arguments.
Groups called Code Now, Code.org, and Black Girls Code are teaching programming throughout Florida. They have several goals. Give students a crack at learning a lucrative skill, create a pipeline of homegrown workers for Florida companies, and add some diversity to a largely white, male industry. Many of the students at the Code Now workshop had never done any computer programming.
I love logic and math, so I thought maybe I'd be actually good at this too.
Yuami Garcia is one. She'll be a junior this fall at Archimedean Conservatory, a Miami charter school. She wants to be a journalist and thought coding would be useful. She was a little frustrated by the trial and error.
I don't like that. It gets a little annoying, but I mean, that's how you learn, I guess.
Most students get a taste of logic problems in math class, puzzling out which kid lives in the red house or who owns the dog. But the type of formal logic conceived by Aristotle or the Stoics usually doesn't come until college philosophy courses. David Dill teaches computer science at Stanford University. He says it seems a long way from Plato to Bill Gates, but philosophy and computer science are intertwined.
Every once in a while, I encounter a little ancient history and realize that there are so many things we live with now that are descended from something that somebody invented thousands of years ago.
The father of computer science, Alan Turing, was as much a philosopher as he was a mathematician or military codebreaker. And Dill says there are still direct ties.
Programming languages that we use now are descended from work that people did in logic. For example, JavaScript is based on a language called Scheme, which is based on a language called Lisp, which is derived from Lambda calculus, which was a language designed by a logician for studying logic.
Logic and problem solving are what hooked Kareem Grant on coding.
Okay, so how do you evaluate whether...
Grant first learned coding about a decade ago, but he only started working as a professional programmer in New York after volunteering with Code Now. He's one of the teachers at Miami's weekend camp. Grant loves the challenge of turning an idea into something real.
The ruthless logic is if you, one semicolon that's off, one comma that's off, you miss an end statement in Ruby, everything breaks. But then you understand, like, you become disciplined because you took away 2 hours of your life and you're never going to let that happen again.
Grant says the feeling of solving every little puzzle to make a piece of programming work is the next best thing to having superpowers. With State Impact Florida, I'm John O'Connor in Miami.